I think there was a lot of expectations around poor demand. And I'd say a lot of poor demand ended up being okay demand. And you're doing that on the backside of what was really record exports through Q2, when we can all remember milk was not $23, but it was more like $15. So that time there definitely helped us clear some product and cleared it into a market where I think milk continues to surprise the industry, not only domestically but globally, and that U.S. milk production remains negative and likely to stay there for a while.